From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Mo Rocca, Adam Felber, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, wow. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Rachel, and I'm calling from Albany, New York.
Albany, New York. Yes.
Yes.
A wow. Wonderful place.
Yes, some would say.
Some might say. What do you do for fun there in Albany? Is there anything to do for fun in Albany?
Yeah. Sometimes I go for a walk.
Oh.
One of those famed Albany walks.
Rachel, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game You Must Try to Tell Truth from Fiction. Bill, what is Rachel's topic?
We're going to be rich.
Succeeding in business is hard, which is why all of us here have instead opted to suckle on the government teat in public broadcasting. This week we heard about a company finding a way to prosper. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who is telling the truth and you win our prize. The voice of Carl Castle in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am more than ready.
Well, first, let's hear from Adam Felber.
A year ago, it looked like it was over for Mike Sweeney. His Sweeney Diner on Route 27 near Linden, New Jersey, was slowly bankrupting him, and the end was near. One day, in a grim mood and on a whim, he added a shepherd's pie special to the menu, dubbed it the Sweeney Todd, and offered the description, quote, best if you don't ask what's in it. To his surprise, word spread among students from nearby Keene University who'd come in late at night and dairy cheddar to eat the grim dish. Quote, it helps that I'm kind of a creepy-looking guy, said Sweeney. After tentatively adding a few more macabre items like a unique take on Ladyfingers, Sweeney knew he had something. One year later, Sweeney's Diner is utterly transformed with a gothic slasher film roadhouse decor and a menu filled with items like nosy neighbor stew and something I can only hope are hot dogs called Sweeney's Weenies. It even features a vegan menu that touts the slogan, made with real vegans. Despite the surge of hipster wannabe cannibals that make his new clientele, Sweeney said his approach to food hasn't changed much, though, quote, these days I do use a lot more tomato sauce.
Sweeney's Diner, where you may or may not be eating your fellow diners. Your next story of a startup on the way up comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Last year, LA artists Penelope Gazin and Kate Dwyer launched Witchy, an online marketplace for handmade arts and crafts. Kind of like Etsy, but funnier, edgier, and sexier. The two have sold about $200,000 in t-shirts, pins, and prints, but have had trouble being taken seriously by male graphic designers and developers who dismiss the business as a cute hobby, they've ignored their emails, or they address them as, hey girls. Enter Keith Mann, an entirely fictional co-founder who took over all email correspondence. Quote, it was like night and day, Dwyer told Fast Company. Keith could not only get a response and status update, but also be asked if he wanted anything else. Keith was apparently so effective because he was just another tech bro in an online world dominated by other tech bros. Quote, this is clearly just part of the world we're in now.
Two women finally get taken seriously in their startup by inventing a man to front for them. Your last secret of someone's success comes from Mo Rocca.
As the highest ranking woman in the Chiapan rebel army in Mexico in the 1990s, Maria Elena Ochoa found an unlikely way to inspire her regiment. The videos of Irish step dancer Michael Flatley. The Lord of the Dance was our model for discipline, the power, the precision, the focus. There will only ever be one Celtic tiger. And so when Maria Elena Ochoa agreed to lay down her arms and was granted amnesty in the U.S., it seemed like the luck of the Irish when her family was resettled in South Boston. Within 2 years, she opened Maria Elena Ochoa's Irish Step Dancing Academy. Strangely, enrollment lagged. I tried everything, free soda bread, bottles of Guinness, illustrated copies of Finnegan's Wake. She even had her children dress as leprechauns. And then it occurred to her, the name of the school, Maria Elena Ochoa's Irish Step Dancing Academy, just seemed off. And so, after a visit to a judge, her name, and more importantly, the name of her school, was changed to Mary Eileen O. apostrophe Choa's Irish Step Dancing Academy. Business boomed, and Ochoa couldn't be happier. You know what they say, when Chiapan eyes are smiling, es como la mañana de la primavera.
All right. So here are your choices. Somebody came up with an interesting idea to make their business thrive. Was it from Adam Felber, a guy who made his diner go from middling to great by implying that they were eating people, Sweeney's Diner, in fact? From Roxanne Roberts, two women who, getting tired of not being taken seriously in their startup, invented a fictional male partner who gets his emails returned? Or from Moraka, Maria Ochoa, former Chiapan rebel, now Irish step dance instructor. Which of these is the real story of a stroke of genius when it comes to business?
Oh, gracious. I am going to go with Roxanne.
So you're going to choose Roxanne's story of the two women who needed to invent a fictional male partner in order to succeed,
yes,
in their business. Well, we actually spoke to this ingenious entrepreneur about their idea.
Kate was replying to all the emails, and so Keith was the closest name to Kate. I just was like, well, what if his last name is Man, just so they know he's definitely.
That was Penelope Gazin. She and Kate Dwyer are the co-founders of Witchy. They created the imaginary Keith Man, and before you think that was a pretty dumb idea, the men fell for it. You did, in fact, get it right. Roxanne was telling the truth.
Yay!
You have earned a point for Roxanne, who's won our prize. Carl Castle's voice, pretending to be whoever you want on your voicemail. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you. High five, Roxanne.
Yay!
Take care.